have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
What's up, DB? I think we're gonna make them swag it after this.
Yeah.
They gonna dance to this.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Say you're real with it, so real with it. Then you bring your big gun chillin' it. Cause the dick is you don't know who you're dealing with. Show me some respect, cause I ain't clean with the silliness. Surrounded by the fake, you're not really get. Never compromise with some dividends. I did before, but I never will again. Asking God for the forgiveness for my sin. I'm a child of the king, yes, I'm a child of the king. The devil can shatter my dreams, good ground is where I'm a seed, yeah. I got plenty muscle, grinding in the sea hustle. Been in the struggle, been in the dungeon, but lonely a chip for the lunches. Homie, the road with the punches. All people perish for the lack of knowledge. Why you think we are trying to lie? It's college, it ain't for everybody. Some intelligence, stack your wallet. I've been real, told you, I'm cold like a windshield. Roll like a big wheel, spinning like windmills and wheels. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
Everything they do is when
you fit you close and I can see the pose.
I told you.
They act so holy, act like they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Mess up my energy, offensive, religiously, unevenly yoked. They don't mix with my chemistry.
Oh, no.
Profit out of the pocket, speaking in riddles all off topic. Planet starships and rockets, spinning the word about sickle sprocket. What is your option, heaven or hell? To what I dwell, will I prevail? It's designed to get it close, I am a slave by the bell. Purposely ordained to carry the day. Baptized in the joy and pain, not a slave, turning the pain. Toss a car, breaking the tape. Double that album like a geek, so it ain't easy. Being too old, let go. Feel the room, now I'm attacking all the beats. Silicon tea, I think it's all me. Track your opinion, give me a minute. Okay. Everything good come from God. Throw an order off to me, you bop my head like the baby. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybe. Keep on walking in the light, while the rest be so safe. Thinking of me, aiming the blood, it's thicker than gravy. Two on the word, better take David. Shocking amazing grace, covers the room, ready, set, boom. In bed, you heard what I said, the living bread. Go check the tomb, the bridegroom's returning soon. Dang.
Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
Amazing. amazing. Yes, that gets me hype right there. Wow. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been quite the week. But by the grace of God, we are right back here. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. I say it all the time. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the last time before the last time I said, this is probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And now, like I always like to do, I have to read you the disclaimer, which just simply states, hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because I don't have a problem. You got the problem. Y'all messed up. And I'm here to help you because that's what I do. I'm a giver. I give help. It's just in my nature. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank the lovely, the very visionary herself, Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine. Tell you what, I thank them so much for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people because, again, that's what I want to do. I'm a helper. Now, let's get right into it. This first segment is called Doing Too Much. I was inspired to do this segment for the simple fact that there's just some people out there doing too much. You're doing extra on top of your extra. Now, look here, I don't mind you going overboard, but man, if you can't swim and you ain't got no life jacket on, you're going to drown. You're doing too much. Now, it could be you doing too much. Yeah. Could be a family member, could be a friend, could be a coworker, could be a stranger on the street, could be someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you see as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny yet chilly day. I believe it's our duty to actually point out things to people that are just a little excessive, okay? Extra on top of extra, doing too much. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you and you're just simply doing too much. Come on, do less. Sometimes less is more. Better yet, sometimes less is just enough. Here we go. You're doing too much. If this is you, you're doing too much. If I look here, I understand. You know, with this weather right now, especially in a majority of the United States, it's just cold. It's wintertime, okay? And I understand you want to eat right. You want to eat healthy. You want to eat soup and things and stuff that's going to make you feel good and be good for your body and your immune system. But if this is you, you're doing too much. If you got a bowl of chicken noodle soup with a whole chicken in it, you're doing too much. You don't need, you don't need all that protein right then and there, okay? Not in one. If this is you, you're doing too much. Okay. If you drop your kids off, if you drop your kids off at school, the first day back, okay, after Christmas break, and they got on a three-piece suit, or your daughter got on an evening gown, you're doing too much. You know why you're doing too much? I'm pretty sure they ain't get that for Christmas. Why you want them to show out like that, okay? They ain't on the runway. They're on the walkway, walking to class. If this is you, you're doing too much. Look here. Your kids don't get to eat lunch because you ordered them Chinese, and by the time it gets delivered, lunchtime is over. So you're doing too much. Stop that, okay? Let them kids just eat what everybody else is eating in that lunchroom cafeteria. Besides, they only 6 and 7. If this is you, you show enough doing too much. Look here. You at school. You and your kids taking selfies with all the different teachers. Come on now. First of all, they're trying to teach your kid, okay? They ain't got no time to fool with you. If this is you, you're doing too much. Look here. You tell your 6-year-old that it's time to get serious about his schoolwork so he can't go out for recess the whole year because you don't want him playing. See, that's just stupid. I mean, he got about another 4 months of school, and you mean to tell me you're going to keep this man from having recreational activities and fun? He need a break. If this is you, you show enough doing too much. Oh, my gosh. You don't feel like getting up to do your 7-year-old daughter's hair, so you put a wig on her head. If this is you doing too much, you pay for a tutor to go to class with your child. So you don't even wait for the child to come home and bring the work. You pay the tutor to go to the class, sit there through the lesson, just so they can be there with your child. How stupid must your child be? If this is you doing too much, you got your 5-year-old's eyebrows tattoos on. Come on. It's just stupid. It don't make no sense. They look ridiculous, okay? If this is you doing too much, you calling up to the school, they second week back. It's just their second week back from their Christmas break. But you calling up to the school asking about report cards. You know what? They ain't been back but 2 weeks. Okay. They barely had enough time to report to school, let alone get grades in for a report card. Come on now. I know you want to be involved, but you're doing too much. Finally, this is you. You're doing too much. You're trying to get your fourth grader to fight 2 second graders and bet on the fight. First of all, what if he loses? Won't you look like a fool? You should, because you are a fool. Quit just sending your child to the school. It don't make him tough, because if he a fourth grader beating up 2 second graders, that don't make him tough, okay? That don't even make him bully. That makes him pathetic, because he won't fight nobody his own size. This next segment is a segment that I really love and I have really embraced wholeheartedly, because it is the Make That Make Sense segment. Because there are people out there doing stupid stuff that I don't understand. And rather than call them stupid or idiot or imbecile or just straight up slow, no, not pathetic, but pause on stupid, then I just don't understand them. It don't make no sense to me. And so rather than think bad about them, I just want to make sense. Here we go. Make that make sense. You got a library card and you can't read. I don't understand that. What you going to the library to do, just look at pictures? Make that make sense. Make that make sense. You homeless sleeping on a park bench with an ADT security system sign. Who's going to break on? I don't understand. So is that your way of saying don't nobody sit on your bench? Makes it make sense. You get pulled over for suspicion of drinking and driving, but you refuse to take a field sobriety test because you haven't had a chance to study yet. You know what? They're going to you ain't got to take the test. They're going to go ahead and throw you up under the jail. Make that make sense. You trying to borrow some crack to smoke. Who borrows crack? Okay. Newsflash. If you borrow crack to smoke it, chances are, after you smoke it, you can't return it. What are you going to do, blow in the folks' face? Get out of here. Make that make sense. Again, maybe it's just me, but I doubt it. Make that make sense. You got a boot on your car and new Jordans on your feet. Make that make sense. Now, you just spend $200 to get some new shoes rather than taking that money and pay them parking tickets. Come on. Do better than that. Make that make sense. You applying for a manager's job at a liquor store and you're an alcoholic. Who going to watch you in the store? Huh? Come on. Make that make sense. You invite a homeless person to go camping with you. Newsflash, they whole life is a camp trip. Stop it. Leave them folks alone. Make that make sense. You filling out college applications and you ain't even got your GED yet. Okay. Make that make sense. You got a piggy bank full of IOUs. Who put them IOUs in your piggy bank? That don't make no doggone sense. In other words, you got nothing in there. You got nothing. You owe yourself money. How pathetic must you be? Now, this next segment, I tell you what, this segment is, it's called... It's just too cold for that. Because y'all know it's cold, y'all. It really is. It is too cold out here in certain parts of this United States. And when it's cold like this, people don't want to, they don't want to play with you, okay? They ain't got no time for no hee-hee, no ha-ha, and playing no games, okay? They want to get in where it's warm, okay? Everybody want to be warm and comfortable, okay? Toasty, okay? But you know what? Some people just don't understand that. Now, here are some examples of things that happen, people do, and it's just too cold for it. Not now, not today. You know what? It's too cold for that. Lord Jesus. If I see you outside wearing a wig with a toboggan on it, it's too cold for that. What are you doing? That's interesting. You know, I'm not going to look at you with this toboggan on your wig. I'm not. Why? You know what? Your wig is a hair. It is a hair hat. Newsflash. If you wear a wig, that's your hat. And depending on how thick it is, that's your wool hat. Number two, you know, it's just cool. It's too cold for that. You finish shoveling snow out of your driveway, then you go inside and you put on a pot of iced coffee. How you gonna put on a pot of iced coffee? That makes no sense. Why would you want iced coffee anyway in the wintertime? That's stupid. You know it's too cold for that. You want your baby to have warm milk. See, I can understand that. She wants to have warm milk. Lord Jesus. You want them to have warm milk. So you gonna, so you breastfeed them while sitting on the hood of your car letting it run. You know what? It's too cold for that. Number four, it's too cold for that. Look here. You're outside having a water gun fight with your kids and the other kids in the neighborhood. What? Why are you having a water gun fight and it's freezing temperatures outside? You know what? You're trying to get somebody to old moan you. You know what? It's too cold for that. You had a garage sale asking about a layaway plan. See? It's too cold for that. You're in Walmart parking lot selling discount fireworks. It ain't in July yet. No wonder they discount. They probably don't even fire. You know what? It's too cold for that. You trying to play cornhole with a golf ball. You know what? I'm not going to go on with this. Ain't nobody ever going to score. Nobody ever going to score. I ain't going to freeze my butt off playing with you. It's too cold for that. You outside in short pants wearing Timberland boots. And work gloves. I understand that. You got on insulated work boots, but you're wearing short pants. You know what? And I ain't, you know, I'm not, this has nothing to do with, I'm not prejudiced in any way. But you know what I notice about people, certain people, definitely certain white people. You know, you'll see them outside. It can be 10 below zero. And you'll see them wrapped up in a blanket. A scarf, gold cap, jeans, no socks, and some open-toe sandals. You know what? Finally, it's too cold for that. You outside trimming bushes with hair clippers. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, that don't make no doggone sense. People are stupid. Quit doing that. It don't make no doggone sense, okay? People ain't, you know what? People, they really not. They not laughing with you. They are literally laughing at you because you're doing stupid stuff. And I'm telling you, I don't want to, I just want to help people, okay? I just want to help people. Now, also what I want to tell you that being that this is 2022 and this is a new year, there are going to be some new things I'm going to try out because I'm always looking for new ways to reinvent myself so I can help you all in different ways and serve you all better. One of the things I'm going to do is I'm actually getting ready to start a helpline where you can call in and ask for help and different advice. I actually did a little run through about 4 days ago, and I got some pretty good questions that were emailed, and I'm going to read a couple questions and just give you an idea of just some of the help helpful advice I've given to people to help them change their life for the better, okay, and not make stupid mistakes. This first letter comes from Desperately Seeking Love, and it reads, "Hey, Dre, how are you? Please give me a direction. I have been with the same guy for over 5 years. We've dated consistently and constantly. I've even moved in with him. But again, that's all we are doing. I want a commitment of marriage. He's been married before and says he's not ready for another marriage. What should I do? Is it time for me to move on?" Let me tell you something, Desperately Seeking Love. You're stupid for trying to move on. And I'm just saying, look, weigh your pros and your cons, because it sounds like to me you're stupid. You've been with the man for over 5 years, okay? He lets you move in with him. If you ain't paying no bills other than your cell phone bill, stack your cheddar cheese up. If that man don't marry you, you know what? You keep saving your money and stacking your ends. And when you get enough money, what you do is you go out and you buy you a husband, or you rent you a relationship. I got one more I'd like to read to you. This one comes from Cleveland, Ohio, from Always Going to Be a Child. And it reads, "Hey, Dre, you know what? People say I play too much. I've found that at some time, people don't want to be around me because they say I'm never serious. I want people to take me serious, but I do like having fun. What would be your advice?" Well, Jay, what my advice would be, stay the hell away from me if I'm not feeling good, or if I'm in a bad mood, or if something happened to me and I don't feel like playing, because I ain't about them games. If stuff ain't going around right in my world, I don't know about who you're dealing with, but if I'm having a bad day, man, look here. Everybody around me needs to be having a bad day, or stay away from me. Misery loves company, and misery don't love the company of happy people. They love the company of miserable people. Again, those are just some of the ways that I'm helping people, and just examples of how I'm giving good advice to get people on the right track, because I always love to help people and do the right thing. And again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. Now, finally, we've come to the part of the show where I always want to give you just a little bit of Jesus, put a little spiritual in your life. It is the church announcements. Now, I invite you, as always, to join me and the rest of the congregation as we celebrate and get our praise on. Please, sow into the ministry, for we are the Jesus Takes the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. I say we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There's no saint left behind. Everyone's on the same page. Everybody's on one accord. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend our in-person services or don't have access to the internet to watch us as we stream. For the sit to did and the shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been attending us in attendance with us as we were given big praise in the sanctuary, or was watching us as we were streaming but missed some or parts, if not all, of the announcements due to focusing on things they shouldn't have been focusing on. In other words, look here, Deacon Lonnie. you ain't going to keep coming up here, man, putting money in this offering, and they said nothing about my $17.62. Yeah, I mean, I understand give your first fruits to God, but man, you them second fruits, you need, hey, man, man, give my money, okay? Don't come up here and sit, don't put something else in the basket and don't put nothing in my hand and see what happens. They say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. And they say the love of money is the root of all evil. You know what? That's up for debate. But I tell you, what a get evil done to you is not paying me my money. Anyway, announcement number one. Look here, Mother Benson wanted us to pray for her grandson, Bobby. It appears he has been locked up, incarcerated, if you will, and he's looking at a lengthy sentence. So she wants us to keep him in our prayers, keep him lifted up in prayers as he go through this difficult time. So we will definitely do that, Mother Benson, and keep your grandson Bobby lifted up in prayers. And we also will make sure that as we're lifting him up in prayer, that we're also want him to remain seated or sitting down or standing up in the shower and not bend over. Now, number two, look here. I will say this. Brother Andrews, he has been faithfully attending the church for the last three Sundays, and he has yet to join. What I just want to make this perfectly clear, it's all right for you to come to the church and visit, and you don't have to join. We don't make you join. But I do have a problem if all you're gonna do is come as a visitor and not giving no offering and you taking communion. I don't want to have to start charging folks for the communion, but I will. Or maybe I'll just make communion invite only. How about that? I'm just saying. Announcement number three, I would like to say that our swingers ministry had a setback this past Tuesday. We're going to have to shut the door to the swingers ministry due to the simple fact that the COVID-19 is running rampant, along with some other things, and people have got to get their antibiotic shots. All right. Finally, we come to the part of the announcements that I always look forward to, and I'm looking forward to, for it is the building fund. As you know, the building fund has a little bit to offer. Some of everything, intrigue, mystery, adventure, horror, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, "Not even a hair on my chinny chin chin." See, folk play too much with this building fund. Folk ain't giving money. Now, the last time I checked, it was $63 in the building fund. $61.50 of it is mine and the first lady's. Somebody has added, over the last 3.5 years, 50 cents to this building fund. Let me tell you something. If somebody don't do something different about this building fund and start giving to it, all I know is we're going to have a slap-a-thon to raise money for the building fund. That's right. Me and the first lady, she's going to work the women's side. I'm going to work the men's side. And we're going to go through the aisle and do a slap-a-thon for the building fund. I bet we'll see them totals going up. Well, thank you so much for joining for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I have really enjoyed you all, and like I always like to do, I'm a prayer style. So I ask that all hears about, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter then, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way is that? That other way? Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, innocent, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Which room is that? I don't know. Whichever room you feel sick in. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. And continue to hold us close to your bosom. Shield us and protect us from the attack of the enemy. And we will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys have a great night. I miss you already. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry and I'm going to eat me just a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. Take care.